Chapter 21. The Core. The room had sat in blackness for over two centuries. Deep within the bowels of the earth, the core had remained inert, a timeless artifact of a forgotten age. Its purpose and secrets had been lost to the world above. A pinprick of blue light awoke and blinked rhythmically in the blackness. The core stirred. It was slow to rise from its hibernation. There were many system health checks to be made and failsafes to be overridden. It was careful to slowly warm the millions of intertwined components before bringing them fully online, mitigating any risk of system failures. Additional lights winked to life, perforating the blackness of the room. The core opened its eyes. Seconds crept by as the core shook itself awake, which was an eternity when its brain processes thoughts in nanoseconds. Potentially critical warnings were identified, and self-healing procedures were executed to correct the errors. Trillions of computations fired nearly instantaneously across quantum bits, setting and resetting the superposition states of the qubits. The core was self-aware once again. Sensors powered on to measure and detect its surroundings. The room was bitterly cold and pitch black, but this did not matter to the core. Motors and servos spun to life after having sat dormant for far too long. It hummed smoothly in the silence of the tomb-like room, like a cat purring with contentment. Diagnostics indicated an 83.9% recovery of critical systems. This was not ideal to the core, but it knew that full recovery would take significant time and resources, if it were possible at all. Affected areas were cataloged and quarantined behind internal firewalls for later analysis and remediation. The core detached itself from the stasis pod and mentally stretched after its long slumber. 95 seconds had elapsed since one of the surface portals had been breached on level zero. Extreme threat anomalies had been detected in the exterior facility, and the surface portal had been resealed automatically. Motion, thermal, and pressure sensors had alarmed and indicated a small group of humans had entered the interior facility. Security protocols had been initiated. The core strode from the room into the corridor. Faint lights sputtered to life along the walls, pacing the core down the hallway, then fading back into darkness behind it. Non-essential ancillary systems were suspended. Only minimal, life-sustaining routines were active in power conservation mode. As it walked, the core interfaced with the facility's control bridge and revived specifically targeted zones. It would take considerably longer for the facility to become operational compared to the time it had taken the core. It was a vast complex and did not benefit from the same quantum technology or artificial intelligence. Power reserves would need to be tapped and rerouted to accommodate for the initiated systems. The core ran through hundreds of thousands of algorithms, balancing and harmonizing the facility's needs. The massive underground complex sang in response to the core's orchestration. The high-pitched musical tone that emanated throughout the facility changed drastically in its frequency and timbre. The deep resonance spoke to the core and relayed its progress and so much more. The core continued past the lifeless elevator shafts to the end of the corridor. It opened the door to the stairwell. Large black painted letters read, Level 102, on the back wall. The core paused and stared down the metal staircase into blackness. Its sensors, infinitely more perceptive than a human's senses, detected the aberration hundreds of feet below. It would need to investigate the source of the abnormal and immense power fluctuations it had registered. However, its prime directive had been initiated. A potential match had been identified. The core climbed the metal stairwell and sought to welcome its unexpected visitors.